list from the offensive line. They got an old-fashioned scrum going for anybody who knows a little bit about rugby. Just push that pile into the end zone.
That's right.
As a big play for Good Hope on a good drive so far. A few setbacks, but they managed to make up for them and now wave the point after here.
Number 80 quickly to attempt the extra point.
As Austin Knight. Give him the credit. Penalty down, though. It will be a dead play here.
Blocks it all over the place. Dirty laundry, as Dylan likes to say.
That's like a false start.
False start against the Raiders.
So they'll do it again here. That'll send them back five.
Not a terrible situation for the kicker here.
No sweat at all.
Now get another practice shot. He cleared the field goal by more than 5 yards on this last time. Unless Oak Grove finds something in him right here to try to block it, I just expect to see him go in one more time.
Cameron Twilley, the kicker here for the Raiders, as he's set to give it a second attempt here. And he'll send it up. That's very much good, and the Raiders will take a 7-0 lead with 6:30 left in the first quarter. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Sports Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Right now on Friday Night Live, the Good Hope Raiders take a 7-0 lead with 6:29 left to play in the first quarter. So far, a strong showing for the offense of the Raiders, and now we'll see the Oak Grove Tigers in just a little bit.
Right here before kickoff, Dylan, why don't you tell them about what I leaked earlier that is now live.
We're streaming video now on
That's
Facebook.
That's right. Yours truly is the cameraman. Shake cam, never hurt nobody. We get ready for kickoff right here.
Bagwell to send it away for the Raiders as Oak Grove set to receive after the touchdown here, and he sends it up to about the 20 there, and that's filled by number 7 or 1 of them. Oh, but he's breaking free of midfield. That's number 1, and he's going to be tripped up and stopped by a Raider there as he gets to about the 35 of Good Hope. That's great real estate there for the Tigers.
That was a bit of a breakdown on special teams for the Good Hope Raiders. After a extremely impressive drive on offense, they kicked that one off, fielded it at full speed on the short hop, made one cut, runs it all the way back into Good Hope territory. It's on the Good Hope 35-yard line.
So now a first down for Oak Grove. 5-yard line and great real estate to start out. As Oak Grove has three backs in the backfield there, right at about the 40.
Have not seen this in a while.
A bit of movement.
As number one, the quarterback, he changes it up here, goes for an audible. He's going to keep it himself and roll to the right again. And he fights forward and gets to about the 30,
number one,
33 yard line, look to be.
I do not believe that Oak Grove. I don't think Oak Grove fooled anybody on the Raider defense on that one. Pick up a hard 1 yard.
It's about a 1 yard gain there for the Oak Grove Tigers. As number one, the runner there. Do we have his name by chance?
I don't know if they gave us that. We were kind of thin on.
Yeah, I do not have his name, not to match up with the number.
As he'll put him in motion. We'll call him number one for now.
Yep.
We will get to the bottom of that.
Number one in our hearts and minds, he hands off to his running back there to his left, a flag down the field. Some dirty laundry to deal with here in just a little bit.
That's going to be some holding. We're getting a little bit of chippiness down on the field now. I believe that penalty is going to be against Oak Grove, and it is. Holding against the Oak Grove Tigers.
Against the Tiger.
That's tough. Now, they're still only looking at a second down here, but you've just made some big movement on the field, and then to give up a little bit of that to, you know, a silly mistake, that's pretty tough on the whole team.
Well, we've seen this time and again, Josh, this season. You know, some of these teams that are struggling, you can understand why they struggle when they make mental mistake after mental mistake. Now you're looking at second down about, what, 21 yards? That's going to be tough.
That's huge.
Now a second and 21 after all those flags come out. That'll send Oak Grove back a lot there as it put them in motion. Again, a lot of motion with this team as they like to say it's going to go one way or go another as quarterbacks easily fooled. Ooh. There. Good Hope not falling for it.
Oak Grove tried a little misdirection jet sweep to one of the upbacks. The defensive end for Good Hope stayed at home and snuffed that play out for about 3 yards on your loss.
Has 22, the carry there. I believe that his name was, I think he may have him there as number 22 for Oak Grove. That's Rainey.
We believe it's Rainey. It could be Rainey. It could be someone else. We'll try to find out.
I think that's what I heard from the PA announcer there, but we'll let you know for sure as they'll, another motion there as they'll send him to the right there. I don't know what that style is called, Chris. You may know, but he'll hand off. No, he'll keep it himself. Again, quarterback number one tries to play for the line of scrimmage. He gets there. He's breaking free and gets a first down and down about. He looked to be down at about the 19-yard line, but he may have went out of bounds number around one, the 20.
I believe this offense will be called a Notre Dame box. They line up three backs in the backfield, a quarterback under center. Then they do some shifts and misdirection, spread the field out a little bit. I have not seen an offense like this in a while. It worked that time. They got Good Hope looking in the wrong direction, long gain for about 25 yards for a first down.
And did they say, I think they said the quarterback's name was Watson. So
yes, Watson.
Ramon Watson, if that helps you out there, think of him as Deshaun Watson there. As he throws it here, he's got a receiver nearly picked off by the Raiders. They'll break up the play, though, at the goal line. Big stop for the Raiders.
Throwing that ball into double coverage, that man was blanketed. There was no separation at all, no hope for that pass. I don't know if Tua could have got that ball in that window.
No, I don't think he would have either with his left-handed passes there as he's on fire. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too, if that's the case. 4:03 to play in the first quarter as Watson back out here. Second down from about the 20-yard line. They need to get to the 10 to keep play going. Watson puts him in motion. He's going to keep it himself. Flags down, though.
I believe that's going to be offsides. Let's see. No, it's going to be movement. Movement on Oak Grove. That's going to back him up a little bit more.
Costly mistake so far for the Tigers.
And, you know, they're so close to seeing it. This early in the game is huge. If you check out any of the stats, they struggled a long time in their previous games to get any points on the board. So to look to doing it in the first quarter would be quite the momentum bringer for them.
Against an unbeaten team, that would
yes.
be so important.
Yes, if you're going to pull a win, this is a win to have. This is going to have the most glory in it. However, they're giving away these things to silly mental mistakes. Just have to see how it turns out for
him. Watson puts him in motion. He's going to keep it himself. No, he'll fool us up here. Hands off to his back. Good Hope. It's loose. It's loose.
No,
Good Hope picks it up. No, they're going to say it's dead here, but it looked to be loose for a second.
It's a big defensive stop there by the Good Hope Raiders. Again, they're running a lot of misdirections, a lot of jet sweeps.
Yeah.
Nobody was fooled. Good Hope definitely did their homework. I would say they did some time in the film room. They knew that play was coming, and it went nowhere. It's going to bring up third down and 13.
At least it was a gain of one here for Oak Grove, so now it'll be a third and 9, as it almost could have been a fumble return for 6 points the other way if it was just a few seconds earlier, but no, it was knocked out by the turf monster instead, so it will remain with the Oak Grove Tigers as they have a 3rd and 9 here. As they still need to get to the 10-yard line to continue play, as Watson puts them in motion again as he's kind of got this T-Rex stance. He keeps it himself, rolls to the right, breaks free, and no, it'll be tackled there by Goodhope, and it'll be a fourth down upcoming.
Watson around the right end.
As he gets to the original line of scrimmage there, there's a lot of movement there as they set back 10 yards with their style of play there. Gets to the line of scrimmage, and it'll be a fourth down. Got to imagine they're sending the kicking unit out here.
I'm not so sure about that. I see the quarterback, he's going over to consult with the coach, but I have yet to see a kicker come on the field.
I don't know anything of their kicker.
We might see them go for it here.
They've got somebody, it looks like he's about to punt it. I don't know if he was or not.
Well,
back there.
I don't think you punt right here. Looks like it's going to be a timeout.
Well, I wonder,
it's going to be a timeout.
I wonder if they duel there, but we'll find out in just a little bit. They're going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit as the Raiders lead 7-0. 2:26 left in the first quarter.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage in MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live as we're here at James Schaible Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. Hope Grove's in town facing the Raiders of Good Hope as it's going to be a fourth down. Hope Grove
going for
it. At the 19 yard line, they're going to go for it, I think. They could change it up, who knows, as quarterback stays out here. He's going to keep it himself and rolls to the right.
Oh.
Fights forward.
He
went, loss.
He went nowhere. Big hit by the defensive end for the Good Hope Raiders.
That's number 61 for the Raiders. He is proud of that one, and as he should be.
He should be.
He folded that, that Oak Grove quarterback in half.
And as the game goes on, Josh, hits like that start to wear on you a little bit. And you're not quite as apt to run around the edge knowing that you're going to get blasted.
If I'm a member on the Oak Grove team here, my feelings are really hurt because we had a shot at tying this thing up before the end of the first quarter with an undefeated team. This is either going to drag them down the rest of the game or there's going to be a fire put under them right here on defense.
Yeah, either a big momentum shift or nothing there. It was nothing for Oak Grove as Good Hope gets it back as it hands off to Dixon there.
Number 34, Matt Dixon.
As Bailey Quick and squad back out here for the Raiders.
You know, we've talked about it several times this season. The difference between a 4-0 team and an 0-4 team are those mental mistakes.
Yep.
The mental mistakes that take you from second down and 1 to second down and 15.
Yep.
That's the difference between, you know, being undefeated and having no wins.
And just to prove that you're right, we've seen it earlier. Good Hope once has been put into a bad spot because of a penalty. They do a couple of false hikes, get that yardage right back.
Second and 8 there, and you were just talking about it.
Bragging on.
You jinxed him, Josh.
I did. I really did. Sorry, guys.
It'll send him back a little bit here as that was a jump on number 7 there.
I believe that's the second one he's had this game, unless I'm mistaken.
Yes. And, you know, after this first one, they come back to the line of scrimmage, hit him with a couple of false hikes, and got that yardage right back.
Second and 12 now for Bailey Quick. He's going to air it out here. He's got number 7 to his left.
Oh, that's good. Let's see if there's a flag.
There's got to be a flag out there. There's not.
Nope.
As
surprising. That was a surprising play by the officials. He basically got tackled by the Oak Grove defender. I didn't get a number on that defender.
Neither did I.
But
looks to be number 18, as I can see right now.
There was definitely a hand on the wide receiver there.
He was impeded from going after the ball.
And the crowd here in James Schaible Stadium, not happy with it for sure.
And the receiver comes back to talk it over with his coaches.
We've got trips right to the near side of the field. We might see the ball get aired out this time, Dylan.
Second and 12 here. Quick's got to do something. He's got to get to about the 32 to keep it going. And pressure coming. And he'll stay on his feet. He's got time. He's got to get rid of it. He's got to do something. He's going to be sacked instead. And a fourth and long here coming up for Good Hope as he thought he had bought some time for a second, but the pressure caved in on him.
And, you know, this is a good time because Good Hope's finally going to get to see their punter here. If you're looking at any of the scoreboards from last time, you can't imagine that young man has got very much practice in game.
No, I would say he hasn't got a whole lot of reps during the game time at all. It was a big stop by the Oak Grove defense. They needed that, and the defense stepped up and got it.
And what a place to get it, too. You know, inside their own end zone there is quite a momentum swing.
So the punter sends in. That's not pretty at all there.
Off the side of his foot.
It'll be knocked down at the 40, looks like. It'll be good real estate for Oak Grove to take over here.
Oak Grove will be starting on the Good Hope side of the field on the 40-yard line. Are we going to take a break here, or are we going to stay with the action there, Dylan?
Let's stay with the action.
I believe we'll stay with the action here.
Sit on top of it. Yeah, okay, so this spot is unique because this is exactly where that long kick return wound them up at three or four minutes of play time left them last time. If I'm the coach for Oak Grove right now, I'm pushing these guys. We've got about 30 seconds left in the first quarter.
Let's try to get points.
Let's try to get some points. Points on early.
So now a first down from the 40. The 39 there. Oak Grove takes over again. A fumble there. Quarterback picks it up. Watson's going to keep it going as he'll try to get to the line of scrimmage, and he will not get there. Not pretty hits there.
Looked like he mishandled the snap a little bit there, Dylan. When he did, he bobbled it and missed the handoff. It was a busted play. That's a good thing for the Raiders. About a 3-yard loss there on first down.
I think we're just going to see a run out of the clock. Oak Grove's walking back towards the sideline now. So maybe this is a good time to take a break.
At the end of the first quarter, Good Hope leads 7-0. Not as big as we expected out the gate there, but we'll still see the rest of the first half in about a few minutes here. Stick with us. Friday Night Live continues. The second quarter coming up in just a little bit.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, the second quarter of Oak Grove versus Good Hope. In just a little bit, some scores from around the county, however, though. Cold Springs on the road to Aliceville. Aliceville leading that one 8-0. And you said you had an update from Tommy, right?
I did. Tommy's out there in Albertville watching the Coleman game. And this just in, Coleman 7-0 as they've just scored in the start of the second quarter.
Fairview leading Priceville 7-0, while Good Hope leading Oak Grove 7-0 if you're tuning in here on the radio, as well as over at Vinemont as Vinemont and Hanceville facing off 6-0 in the second quarter for the Vinemont Eagles as Trent Richardson in the crowd tonight for that game. Fulton Dale 10-0 over Holly Pond so far. As we get back to the field here as Watson keeps it, goes to his left this time, flagged down here on the field, but they're going to be tagged back here behind the line of scrimmage there.
Yeah, there's a flag on the play. I believe that's going to be a holding call against Oak Grove.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of these already tonight. Maybe something's in the air down there, the 100 or so feet below us, guys. That's called, I guess so. Everybody's holding on to each other. There's a lot of brotherly love on the field tonight.
One more score update, and we'll get back to this one for sure. West Point tied up with Russellville 7-7. That one on the road as well.
That I expect to be a tough game this week.
Yeah.
So now a second in an area code here. Noah, yeah, that second down is, they've got a digital one here. They started to change it on me.
Whew. That is an area code. We're looking at about 40. Math. 20 yards?
About 24, 25, right in that ballpark.
I went to count the white lines, and that's not how football works, fellas.
Not in the United States, as Watson flips it to his back there, and he'll go nowhere. No, that's Watson on the carry. That was a flea flicker type play there.
The defense is getting fired up for the Raiders. Looks like Oak Grove has shifted their offense around a little bit. They're running a pistol with three wide receivers to the far side of the field. They were running kind of an unusual Notre Dame box type offense, and now it looks like they're going towards more of a spread, trying to create some lanes for the running backs.
You can only imagine that they're trying to read this as much as possible and adapt to what they're seeing across the line, and maybe it'll pay off for them.
Third and a mile here from the Oak Grove 45. As we'll try again, that's 12 getting snaps there, and Goodhope breaks
on the
in,
ground.
And it's a fumble here, and it looks like, I
down.
See Goodhope, looks like they have it. I don't know whether it's going to stay with Oak Grove.
We're getting the signal now, and Goodhope recovered the fumble. Looked like number 12 for Oak Grove. He mishandled the snap a little bit. He went to hand it off to his up back, who was going right next to the center, between the center and the guard. Bobbled it, put it on the ground, and the Raiders recover. They're going to have the ball on the 42-yard line.
So instead of thinking Oak Grove would take it, no, Goodhope will pick it up as they fought for it there. And we'll be going to the left now. If you're just tuning in, the Raiders moving from right to left as you listen. And if you're streaming us on Facebook, you can clearly see what's going on thanks to our new camera here. I'm really enjoying that. So quick with the snap, as it's going to be dead here. Whistle's coming out and flags down the field.
Oh, this is going to be on the defense. They lined up in the neutral zone.
So a neutral zone infraction here against the defense. That'll send the Tigers back. As you almost want to call them the Bulldogs, they look just like Georgia in
they
a way.
They do.
Very Georgia similar.
But instead they are the Tigers. So a
the colors on these two teams are very similar, with the exception of the helmets, with Goodhope having a white helmet with red markings, and Oak Grove having the red helmet with white markings.
As Goodhope looks to be more similar to Vinemont style in a way.
Yeah.
So if we were having a good hope Vinemont game, we would have a field day out here. It's quick and snap. He's going to keep it. He's got a throw. He's going to move it.
He's got a
receiver there. Short there. As well, falling complete. Intended receiver was number three, Bagwell.
I believe that was a sign of maturity on that quarterback. Yeah. He read that play, saw that he didn't have anything, and threw the ball away to live another day.
That's what I was just thinking. As far off as that pass was, you've got to credit him with knowing to get rid of that one.
So now a second and five, it looks like, here as that play went nowhere. Need to get to about the, I'd say it's about the 33 of Goodhope there. Goodhope in their own territory so far. 10:47 left in the half as Goodhope leads 7-0 if you're just tuning in. Quick with the snap there. He's put himself in motion, rolls to his right, whips it to, puts it to his back there, and it's fumbled there. And Bagwell looked like he picked it up there and saved it for the Raiders to live at the original line of scrimmage for their third down, so it'll be a 3rd and 10.
Goodhope tried to run the option again to the far side of the field. The quarterback for Goodhope started to cut it up. I don't think once he did that, the running back was looking for the pitch.
No.
The pitch was there, but the running back was not looking for it.
Bagwell saw him take the cut, thought he had dedicated to that run, and he didn't. It just went right past Bagwell's head. Good job on him for turning around and diving on that one.
So now 3rd and 10,
he moved the ball. That's going to be on Goodhope.
So Goodhope will go back more here.
Ouch.
As they had it at the 5 yards up from the line of scrimmage, thanks to that Oak Grove penalty, but now they'll send it back 5 more, so they'll be... It'll be a 3rd and 15, so you got to wonder what they go with here.
Well, Goodhope's leading by 7. You know, they've started making some mental mistakes now and moved backwards. I believe we're going to see Goodhope air it out right here.
Oh, and you're right. He sinks back. He's running out of time.
As pocket's closing in there, he's going to be wrapped up, and it'll be a 4th down, and they'll send him out here. Goodhope not happy with that at all.
No. But if you are the Oak Grove coach, Josh, you've got to be happy with how your team started to react.
You can see them on the other side of the field. They look to be in good spirits, and so does the defense, which is huge in this. You're stepping up to a team that's not lost a single game so far this season, and they've held them to 7 points, and they're looking at a 4th and long as the punter for Goodhope comes out. This is his second time already this quarter, guys.
Bagwell out to send it away again for the Raiders. As that one's good this time, as he'll get it to about the 25 there of Oak Grove. It's going to be fielded by the Tigers, and he's going to fight forward. He's booking free there, quick to stop him, and he will at the 40-yard line. Oak Grove.
The punter had to make the stop off the after that kick. They return it. Oak Grove does to the 40-yard line of Good Hope. Flip the field, and there's a flag on the play. This could be coming back.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Isabella Maggie Eisen.
Holding on Good Hope. I called that wrong. Holding on Oak Grove. So that wipes out an excellent punt return, bringing it back to the 25-yard line.
So now Oak Grove will start, instead of on their 40, will start on Good Hope's 40, as it looks like, or past it there, as the chain's getting set right now.
Once again,
what a change there.
They'll be at the 25 instead for Oak Grove.
Getting everybody
like
sorted out
Chris
on the field.
That's a 35-yard shift right there in field position.
So now first down from the Oak Grove 25-yard line instead of the Good Hope, as the Tigers have to go a long distance here, as Watson again on the carry gets the first down and then some, tripped up at the 40-yard line.
Watson is very sneaky fast. He's a shifty quarterback, and once he gets a step, he's got some speed. This is about the second time we've seen him get the corner against Good Hope. They're going to have to contain him. If they don't, they could turn this into a ball game.
Absolutely. He's got that burst of speed that you want in a quarterback. You don't need a quarterback that can run the length of the field. You just want a guy that can get you 10, maybe even 15 yards and get out of bounds. And if he can throw the ball, more power to him.
So at about the 42 there for Oak Grove.
They like that little fake snap rotation. Not quite sure what
as
that is.
Watson with a carry there. I don't know what you call that either. He'll be tattooed there and 35, as they'll send him all the way back there. Might as well send him home if you're going to take him back that far.
That was a big stop by the Good Hope Raiders. Linebacker shot the gap on that. He had an angle to the quarterback. He took it and made the quarterback pay.
About 8-5 to play in the half, as Good Hope controls this one 7-0.
The quarterback for Oak Grove, he's not hurt. I believe he's shaken up a little bit. I see him limping.
Mm-hmm. Well, do remember they'd have two quarterbacks out there. Number 12 is also taking snaps. As they're gonna
call a timeout and talk this over.
So they're gonna talk it over. We gotta talk a few things over too. Like, what are we gonna eat in a little bit? As Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit, as Good Hope leads Oak Grove 7-0.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live as the Oak Grove Tigers with a carry there. That was number 14, Barnhill, on the carry there for the Tigers of Oak Grove.
So jet sweep around the left end, did not go far. Good Hope stopped that one for a 3rd and 10.
So now a little discussion while they're kind of getting the action set on the field as they're talking a few things over. You got Good Hope located here in Cullman County, one of the stronger Cullman County teams, located just south of the city of Cullman. And you got Oak Grove from Bessemer is what I read on there. I'm not sure. Yep. Not too familiar with that area of Jefferson County, where Oak Grove is, as flag down here.
It's going to be movement. Movement on Oak Grove. That's going to back it up even further.
Well, this is something we talked about last week, guys. Talked about Tuesday night. was that bus ride. You know, at Bessemer all the way up here to Good Hope is one of those bus rides. You're looking at about an hour, maybe a little bit more.
It's really not even Bessemer. It's just a Bessemer address. If you look right here, it's just north of Bessemer, maybe near the Tuscaloosa County line there.
Yeah.
It's going to be 3rd and 15. Oak Grove comes to the line. Got the Notre Dame shift quarterback underneath the center. Running back shift up. Overload to the right.
Watson with a snap. He's going to keep it himself again. He got shook up last time, but he stays on his feet. Gets the line of scrimmage. So they'll send it out here probably. Send the punt unit out and send this one back.
It's going to be 3rd down and 10. I'm sorry, 4th down and 10, ladies and gentlemen. So if Good Hope can get a good return on this, they'll have good field position.
He picks up 6 yards.
6:16 left to play in the half as Good Hope leads 7-0. Raiders, like you said, need to get a good return. Bailey Quick back there to return as he plays quarterback and also returns. You got to wonder about his safety there.
Well, this is something we saw last week with some of the smaller schools, but really, even with the bigger schools, if you've got a good athlete, you let him do a lot on the field because he's a playmaker, right? That's something that we've heard in NCAA football, video games all of our lives, but it's true.
You know, not a great kick by Oak Grove,
not
but
at all.
Got a great bounce down to the 20-yard line.
As number three wanted a fair catch and didn't even go his way. He won't get it there, but we got an official timeout on the field. I got to imagine it's for heat. Do we have any updates from around the county at all? Anything from Tommy?
Nothing from Tommy, so it's still safe to assume that it's a 7-0 lead for Coleman over Albertville.
We've got some big matchups this week around Coleman County, so we got to keep you updated on those. Aliceville still leading Cold Springs 8-0. Hey, let me speak here. Just kidding. As you can hear the PA announcer kind of jumping over me there. Coleman over Albertville 7-0. Fairview leading Priceville 7-0. Vinemont 14-0 over Hanceville, while Fultondale leading Holly Pond 16-0. Still tied up in Russellville or West Point, and Russellville tied up 7-0 there. And again, if you're just tuning in, Good Hope leading Oak Grove 7-0.
Holly Pond 0.
So if you're the coach for Good Hope, you've got to be a little bit disappointed, don't you, Dylan?
As I was about to get to that, you got to expect that this was a bigger score predicted this early.
Well, it certainly was by all of us.
You're about 5:45 from halftime, and it's still 7-0. And we were all saying, you know, pretty big bold picks here, but it's pretty close here. As Oak Grove is doing something to dial up on this defense, as Bailey Quick hands up to Dixon there. Matt Dixon cuts up the middle there. He's got field. He's still going to be tripped up there about the 45 there, maybe the 37 actually.
He had a wide open field in front of him, one man to beat. And again, good open field tackling by this Oak Grove team. They were able to save a touchdown, still give up a long run. It's going to be 1st and 10 at about the 39-yard line. For the Good Hope Raiders.
Well, don't forget at halftime, we will bring you the sounds of Oak Grove and, I don't even know, they have a band there. Yeah, they're lining up over there. The Oak Grove band as well as the Good Hope Raider band. In about 5 minutes and 30 seconds, but until then, we're staying on the field. It's a 1st down for Good Hope as Bailey Quick looks to hold on to it. He's going to be a quarterback here running. Gets the 50, and he gets to about the 40 there of Oak Grove.
You've got to give it to Good Hope. They can block. Every guy on that team can block. It's amazing.
Well, and not only can they block, but that quarterback cut the ball up the field and hurdled one of the piles to pick up about an extra 8 yards on that. He gets the ball down to about the 39-yard line where it's going to be 1st and 10.
That's exactly where it's going to be at, 1st and 10 from the Oak Grove 39-yard line. 5:14 to play in this half is Good Hope so far. Hasn't showed a strong, dominant offense in the last 2 drives, but could bring that back here as that was a big carry by Bailey Quick. So now gets the snap, hands off to Bagwell. Bagwell, he's going to get to the 30, maybe the 31 there as he was tripped up a yard short there.
It's going to bring up about 2nd down and 2.
Number 24.
Excellent pickup on 1st down. You know, I know I've harped on this before, but when you're picking up 7, 8, 9 yards on 1st down, it sure makes things easy for the guys on the offensive line.
Yeah, sure.
As a 2nd and 2 now for the Raiders. Just outside their 30-yard, or the Oak Grove 30-yard line, that is.
I think they're going to go quarterback option again right here.
And you're right, Josh. His quick keeps it, and he cuts to about the 15, 10. He's still on his feet and falls at the 5 there as not Bailey quick on Bailey the carry team. Again. Josh, you called right that.
There's just yes, and they line up that shotgun formation, and it's really a threat because he can air it out. We saw him throw that 35-yard bomb down for their first score early in the game. But once you can be a threat in the air like that, these quarterback keepers, like what we just saw, really gets away from them.
Well, and we've seen this Oak Grove defense on the field a long time in this first half. They're a step slower than they were at the start of the game.
Definitely.
From
definitely.
The 5-yard line, Bailey quick hands out to Dixon. Dixon's fighting forward and gets to about the 2 there, maybe the 1.
You know, with temperature still around 81 on the field as we get close to the 8 o'clock hour, it's still hot down there. They're still really sweating it out.
And you've got the lights on top of that, too, to add on to the heat there as the lights focused right on the field.
Having the defense on the field that long has really got to be taking a toll on the whole team.
Well, it keeps that offense from getting into a rhythm, and it keeps the defense from being able to get a break.
Second and goal now for the Raiders. Hands out to Dixon again. Cuts to the middle. Touchdown. Good Hope Raiders. Matthew Dixon. Through the middle there. Gets to the pay dirt there. And his Raider team will take a 13-0 lead, waiting the point after here.
That was an impressive drive by the Good Hope Raiders. But what impressed me the most was the play of the offensive line. They were getting a hat on a hat. They were opening up holes downfield and making it easy for the quarterback and easy for the running backs.
Number 8, Twilley on the kick there.
So Twilley to kick the point after here. As so far, 1-1, can he go 2-2? He surely will. Makes it look easy as Good Hope takes a 14-0 lead with 3:28 to play in the half. Your Raiders lead 14-0 over the Oak Grove Tigers. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live.
Number 12.
As you're just tuning in, the Oak Grove Tigers to receive, and they did as it was an onside kick there.
A 14 yards.
As they went for the squib there, I don't understand. I guess the mentality, I guess it's keeping them guessing, isn't it, Chris?
I would say so. How many games do you see where you see two onside kicks in the first half?
Sure.
Oak Grove took the ball, returned it back to about the 49-48 of the Good Hope Raiders.
I wonder if ESPN Classic was airing some old Alabama championship games or something, maybe from 1-2 years ago, as Watson with the carry there goes to the left, tripped up. That one, I think, would be credited to the Turf Monster, but there's a red jersey that will get credit for this one to finish it there. It looks like he kind of tripped up there on the turf there and then ended up just getting stopped up on the ground and tackled up by a Good Hope Raider.
The only thing I can imagine here, guys, for these onside kicks, because two out of the three kicks we've seen tonight have come onside kicks, they're just trying to get some practice in. You know, that's not something you use a whole bunch, but when you need it to be right.
Well, and not only that, but it's a factor of unpredictability.
Yeah.
If you get the other team reacting to you, you've got half the battle won.
Sure.
So now a second down from the line of scrimmage there. As Watson stays out as quarterback here, as he maybe look to see a dual quarterback set up here, as they're told, a flag down.
It's going to be a holding call.
So Watson tackled behind the line with a holding call coming up here.
Watson's not getting a lot of help from his offensive line. It's going to be a hold against Oak Grove, another mental mistake. It's going to back up the Oak Grove Tigers. It's going to put them in second and long. No, the penalty is going to be declined.
So Good Hope will decline it, and instead
Timeout.
They're going to keep it, or the Oak Grove will keep it where it was at, and they will take a timeout on the field. We'll take one with them. 2:25, let's play in the half as Good Hope leads 14-0. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. The Good Hope Raiders leading 14-0 here at James Schaible Stadium on the campus of Good Hope High School. As like you said earlier, still very warm on the field, Josh.
Yes. We were looking at 81 earlier. I only expect it to really drop down there where the players are at by maybe a degree or two as we...
There was a chance of lingering rain, but I haven't seen any yet.
Oh, I've not.
That's number 12 instead. He's going to air it out for Oak Grove. He's got a receiver.
He's got blockers.
He's got blockers. He can go the way. He's
got defender.
There's one way. He's up there at about the 32. No, about the 28 instead, has a big pick there by number 11 of the Raiders, as his team is excited for him.
A little too excited if you're gonna push him around hard enough to knock him down. I mean, that's,
that was 53 that pushed him down there.
The quarterback for Oak Grove had a man open for a moment. He underthrew the ball, and when he did, you know, the Raiders were right there to pick it off. Looks like there's going to be a penalty against Good Hope. That's going to nullify some of the return, but it will be Raiders ball. First and 10 at the 33-yard line.
Credit that pick to Tanner Malin for the Raiders, as I've got him as number 11 on this roster.
I got caught up in the excitement, guys. Did they call him down back there? Is that why it's...
No, it was a penalty. I believe it was a block in the back.
Oh, no.
That happens a lot when the defense suddenly becomes the offense, right. And you're just looking to hit somebody.
And that's tough because we saw him cover, 30 yards, almost 40 yards on that return right there?
Wiped out about a 35-yard return.
As quick back here to snap here. He's going to roll to his left. He stays on his feet, goes to the 40, goes out of bounds. At about the 42 there.
I want to know what's going on at Good Hope throughout the week at these practices. Who's teaching these kids blocking? Because this is some top-level blocking.
Well, it's some top-level blocking, and it's some smart play by that quarterback.
Sure.
He knew you've got 2 minutes to go. Let's save a little bit of time and just duck out of bounds. It'll be second down and one. Rather than lowering your head, staying in bounds and trying to pick up that one extra yard.
You're right. It's good on the runners here, whether it's the quarterback or the running back there, that they're not trying to get ahead of their blockers. They're letting them do the work for them.
2 minutes, 1 second left in the half as Bailey Quick, low pass there.
Incomplete.
I have to disagree with that one, but they're going to say it was incomplete. I thought that Bagwell wrapped it up and kept it above the ground.
It looked like a catch to me as well, Dylan, but high school rules, if that ball touches the ground, it's down.
Yep. And you know, the crowd's agreeing here. That's going to force the referees to get together and talk this one over.
Maybe they need to go to that replay booth we see to the right here.
This is a first for me. Well, I've never seen a replay booth at a high school level.
If it's an incomplete, that's going to leave it with 1 yard to pick up. They're saying it was incomplete, which is much better for Good Hope than if they would have called it down on the catch.
Yeah. So that would have been about a 1 yard to go, like you said.
Instead of being third down in about 8 or 9, it's going to be third down and 1.
So they'll take it no matter what. They won't complain here, as it'll be better off anyways. So 3rd and 1 now. A snap there.
Oh, wow.
And it went over the head of Quick. He's just got to fall on it to save it. It'll be a 4th down upcoming for Good Hope. Not good for the Raiders.
No. That was not what you want to see out of your center quarterback exchange. Snapped it easily 3 yards over the head of the quarterback. Good Hope is lucky to retain the ball. It's going to be 4th down at about 20. I expect we'll see Good Hope send the ball away, send their punter onto the field.
As you look to the sideline, you see Coach Scott come up to his center there and start shooting them out. That's got to be where he's. You got to go ahead and let him know his mental mistake there so he doesn't do it again. As the headmaster here in his fourth season here at his alma mater, the Good Hope Raiders head coach, formerly of Vonmont, led them to two playoff appearances a few years back. Live 95 did cover that, as we did go to Lauderdale County to cover Vonmont in about 2015-2014 season.
Dylan, that punt was partially blocked by Oak Grove. It was partially blocked. That's only going to be a 3-yard punt. They wiped out the punter.
Fans are not happy about that.
But by touching the ball first, the punter is fair game.
This is something that we've talked about in probably three of the four five games that we've covered already this season, is we've seen a lot of roughing the punter calls when we thought that those guys got close enough, it should have gone the other way. This is just one of those, even though it's the home team. It's fair and square. They got to him first.
Well, it's a big stop by the Oak Grove special teams. Their special teams have played excellent so far tonight.
So they'll...
Ooh,
that's not good.
You could hear the crowd on that hit. When you hear the entire crowd go, ooh, that's a big stop by that inside linebacker.
I was speechless there at that that big hit there.
If that doesn't earn you a sticker on your helmet, not much will, let me tell you.
So now a second down there from at least a gain of a yard there after that, as 12 the quarterback still for Oak Grove. Rolls to his left. Pressure coming from the Raiders. Flag down, though, but he'll be sacked there. If this stands.
Oh, that was an excellent play there by the Good Hope Raiders, and I believe that's going to be a holding call as well. It is. It's a holding call against Oak Grove. That's going to push it back even further.
Weaver, the quarterback for Oak Grove now, as they've swapped out instead of Watson there, and number 15 on the tackle there for the Raiders.
He was getting after it, ladies and gentlemen.
Isaiah Green
came from the backside, ran him down, even though the quarterback was going to the near side.
You know, that's insult to injury for this Oak Grove offense. As we look what's going on the field, we've got what was our quarterback now in motion.
So now Watson comes back, and he's going to fight forward, and it's going to be a third down now. It gets about a yard there as they were
just going to run the
timeout. 2-19 there. 2nd-19, I should say.
Timeout by Oak Grove.
As we've let this one, it's under a minute here. As 12 seconds from halftime, as Oak Grove holds onto it, and they're going to take a timeout on the field.
But look to see Oak Grove take a shot at the end zone here.
Yes.
You've got 12 seconds and nothing to lose.
If you were in the booth with us tonight, you could see a puzzled look on my face, because it doesn't seem as if Watson was looking to gain a lot of yardage. It was almost something you would see if they were within the red zone. He was placing the ball in a very specific.
For a kick.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, they're on their own 35.
Oh, there's no way. That's going to be a 52-yard field goal.
But that's such an odd play to see right there. Who knows what's going to come up next? I'm interested to find out.
So you're... two actually winning teams in the county, the no loss teams, undefeated team, Good Hope, Colt Springs. So Good Hope leading 14-0 over Oak Grove. Some bad news out of Aliceville, though, as Aliceville leading that one 22-0 over the Colt Springs Eagles. Coleman leading Albertville 7-0, while Priceville leads 7-0 over, Fairview over Priceville 7-0. That one's at the half. As we go back to the field, big play here. As that was Weaver, he'll be sacked there. Fourth down coming up, 7 seconds left as time is running out for the Oak Grove Tigers. And that's it. Halftime is coming up as Good Hope leads 14-0. As real quick around the horn, tied up in Vonmont. Vonmont 14, Hansville 14. Fultondale leading Holly Pond 16-0, while West Point leads 20-14 over Russellville.
And Coleman's now at their halftime. You may have just covered that one, Dylan, but still 7-0. Coleman barely leading Albertville.
Good news from the West Point game, though. West Point had a pretty shocking loss to Lawrence County last week. They're turning around so far against Russellville, a big rival for them. That's big region game as well.
And we talked a little bit about that Cold Springs Aliceville score being 22-0 in favor of Aliceville. But I'm studying this that we talked about on Tuesday. I look to see them come back stronger in the half. Cold Springs, when we were covering them last week, was even stronger in their second half. I don't think that's going to change this week.
No, it was a very impressive team, very well coached.
Yeah.
We'll take a look to midfield real quick, if you can, on the stream. If you're on the radio, maybe imagine, but
yeah.
Big setup coming out here for Oak Grove's band.
Going to reposition.
And we'll be able to show you that for the first time over Facebook Live on Coleman's Live 95 Facebook page, but we'll bring you the sound of it in just a little bit. Again, Oak Grove trailing Good Hope 14-0 as they're on the road. The Raiders are leading this one as we are at James Schaible Stadium, home of the Good Hope Raiders. We'll take a quick break and bring you back to the field in just a little bit for the sound of the Oak Grove Tiger Band here on Friday Night Live.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, as we're preparing to give you the sound of the Oak Grove band out here. Pretty impressive setup, and we'll bring you the sound of that and as well. You can watch it on the Facebook live stream on our Facebook page. That's Coleman's Live 95. So now we'll bring you the field for the sound of the band, as it's a pretty impressive showing here. So here we go, right to the midfield for your halftime presentation by the Oak Grove Tiger Band.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, your good old Raider marching band.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Cullman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Cullman's Live 95. We are Cullman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, as we're on the campus of Good Hope High School here in James Schaible Stadium as the Raiders lead 14-0. Coming out of halftime, great sounds by the band, don't you think?
Yes, not Ozzy Osbourne, as you might can hear in the background there, but yeah, great bands. Part of the love.
We don't like Ozzy Osbourne.
No, I do. I do.
I get what you're saying now.
It's just not what he wasn't the band.
Right. If we see him at Good Hope, Alabama, somebody's
terrible.
Getting fired.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Something terrible has happened. Who knows? Maybe Rock the South will bring in some big names like that.
So Rock the South, if you're listening, Ozzy would be good for next year.
Be wonderful. And Kiss, from what I've heard.
In the second quarter, Ozzy Osbourne,
yeah.
Coming to rock the South.
Not confirmed. That is not official word. Maybe
I don't think he's coming back to the state anytime soon, as he did film that show in Huntsville.
See, I know nothing about that, actually.
Addison leading Sheffield 14-0. Well, no more good news out of that Aliceville Colt Springs game, 32-0. Aliceville all over that one, not good. Cullman leading Albertville 7-0 last we heard going into halftime. Fairview up against Priceville 7-0 at the halftime as well. Well, in the third quarter, it just started at Bonmont, that homecoming game for the Eagles as they face off against their number one rival, the Hansville Bulldogs, 14-14, all tied up. Fultondale over Holly Pond, 16-0, while in Russellville, it's getting interesting, 21-20 over West Point. And if you're just tuning in here, 14-0 over Oak Grove, your Good Hope Raiders.
That's right. Been a pretty good game, despite what everything has said
it's
on paper.
It's not been as bold as we thought.
Absolutely.
No, it has not. And, you know, the Good Hope Raiders have made some mistakes, or they could have blown this game wide open.
Absolutely. And that's what we all kind of expected. You know, if you would have told me halftime, Good Hope's only up 14 points, I would have called you a liar. There was nothing on paper that indicated that. You know, both teams have played at least one regional game each. You would think that they would have some some more points to put up here.
As Goodhope's rocked the socks off most of their opponents,
right.
Carbon Hill being the one exception. That was a close one, but they still won that one. But Goodhope so far strong in this one. Strong season so far, 4-0, and I believe they're 2-0 in region right now. While not the case for Oak Grove, they're 0-4 and 0-2 in region.
Well, Dylan, do you think we're seeing a little bit of a letdown here? You know, Goodhope came into this with a 4-0 record. They were on a roll. Maybe they got a little bit overconfident thinking they've got an 0-4 team coming. We'll just take it easy this weekend. You can't do that in high school football.
This is what we talked to Coach Scott about, and he's an avid Alabama fan. If you didn't know him, I remember him from his days at Vinemont, but he's a, you know, Nick Saban mentality kind of guy. Play the whole 60 minutes, no matter what your team is. That's why you see Alabama put these 50-point, 60-point games against Arkansas States and teams like that. These nobody teams, or I guess we can call Ole Miss a nobody now after last week.
For real. You know, but something to remember, too, Alabama has made it such an institution. That's their second and third strings that are doing that,
yeah.
You know, in a lot of cases.
Well, and I really believe it's because you put those kids in, and then you tell them to go all the way to the wall with it. Or else, you know, if they take it easy and try not to score a whole bunch of points, they don't get good at scoring points. And then you don't have a dynasty. I think we've gone long enough in Alabama football that we can use that word now.
I think it's been, you know, put on T-shirts. I think we can say it. It's a dynasty
even,
there.
Even if you refer to it as a, you know, a state thing, Auburn's been pretty good several years.
Winning one,
yep,
out of that mix there.
One.
Keeping it in Alabama. Hey, they got one. Stole
kidding.
One from it. Hey,
I'm
it's okay.
Kidding.
It's okay. I'm not an Auburn fan. I'm an Alabama fan.
Right.
You knew it.
Trying to be objective.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. You gotta give him credit. Cam Newton was a great quarterback, brought out one.
That's right.
You know, that keeps it fresh here. The only other place it's been, it stayed in the South except for 1 year. We went to Ohio, but
Cam Newton, best quarterback money can buy.
I was wondering who was going to
there.
Oh, low blow there by Josh.
Gotta root for the home team, guys.
Well, instead of talking about the ones in the Plains and the ones in Tuscaloosa, we're back on the field here. In Goodhope, Alabama, James Schaible Stadium, as still waiting for the kick here. There's about 15 seconds left to go on the clock here. As that's 56 there to punt it this time for the Raiders. As we don't have him on our roster, but
got a big guy out there kicking. Usually it's a smaller guy who does the specialty work with kicking. And
usually
punting.
It was 24 Bagwell, that was the kicker there, but
once again, probably goes back to my theory. You know, exercise these guys, train some younger guys.
Oak Grove won the toss and deferred, so they get the ball back here.
Not a bad
to begin
kick.
The second half, and it gets to about.
Ooh,
he keeps it there right in front of the 6 yard line, as that's 14 for Oak Grove, and he gets tattooed there by the Raider defense.
I think that was a mistake there by Oak Grove, Josh. His foot was right next to the line.
Yes.
I think if you let that ball take one more bounce, it's your ball at the 35 yard line. Instead, Oak Grove's going to be starting about the 13-14 yard line, first and 10, deep in their own territory.
Peyton Hill, offensive line, the senior to kick that ball. So throw my theory out the window about giving. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a very good kick.
I think we'll see
corner.
This man back out here before. Is he
yes.
excited
and
about that one?
He's proud of it. We can see him right here below the window. If you're watching on live stream, it's that guy right there.
Weaver with a snap there, hands off to his running back and can't get any room there. About a gain of two or three there.
But he's really proud of that one. Wave to the crowd. Everybody's giving him a high five. That's what you want to see. With
sure,
high school football,
sure.
Right?
He'll be signing autographs behind the field house after the game.
Or at the $5 pizza buffet.
He
after
kicked
this
the football like he was throwing darts. That's amazing.
So that was Barnhill on the carry there, Chris.
They took it up the middle, and it looked like he had a little bit of a crease for a moment. And just as fast as it opened up, it closed.
Second and about seven there as he hands off to Watson. Watson goes to the middle there, goes to the left.
Watson has been taking a lot of punishment today. That's about three or four really big hits we've seen on him. And he picked up 1 yard, but boy, he paid a price for it as the Raider defense just lowered the boom on the man as he came around the outside.
So now a third and six here for the Tigers as they're deep in their own territory. Need to get to about the 24-yard line here. Maybe the 23 to get an extended play here. Could they do it here? 6 yards to do it.
Dylan, do you try to do this in the air, or are you going to keep it on the ground? The ground attack has not been working out very well
for
Oak Grove.
And watch your quarterback. It's going to be number 12. No, it's going to be Watson. Watson's going to carry again. Not a smart move. I think I would have went to number 12, Weaver, and sent that up to the air. They're kind of running an LSU style back in 2011 with those two quarterbacks they ran there. As you see Watson come out, he'll run it, and then he never throws it. It'll be Weaver that'll throw at number 12.
Well, that falls into a predictable pattern, and a defense, especially a defense like Good Hope, is going to know about that. They're gonna watch film. They're going to do their homework.
So we've got number 3, Bagwell, and number 2, Bailey Quick there to return for Good Hope when this one goes up. Good snap. Sends it up. And calling for the fair catch is Bagwell, but he could not get there, and it'll fall down at the 42. No, the 38.
It's going to be excellent field position for the Good Hope Raiders. They got away from that kick. Last time the punter got a good roll. This time he did not. It was sort of like a wedge shot in golf. I mean, it just died as soon as it hit. So it's going to be great field position for Good Hope.
Perhaps a little bit of backspin on that kick.
A little bit of backspin.
From the Oak Grove 38. Good Hope will take over.
You can have my attention with a golf reference any day. I'm there for that one.
First and 10 from the 38 as he hands off to Dixon. Dixon gets to about the 34-yard line there.
You know, Josh, I could see you playing golf because you kind of have that build. I look like a gorilla having a seizure if you put a golf club in my hand. It's funny, I can hit it pretty far. I just have no idea where it's going
to
go.
Yes, that's the key to golf, though. It's easy to adapt to, but hard to master.
And Good Hope lines up in the shotgun. They've got one back, two wideouts to the far side of the field.
As Bailey Quick keeps it, goes to his left, gets tripped up at about the 30 there. As, like you guys said about golf, I'm not going to touch that on the 10-foot pole. I don't know anything about golf.
Well, you know, golf used to be an excuse for me to say a lot of profanity and drink, and I don't try not to do either one of those things anymore, so I just stay away from it.
The old saying, a long walk well ruined.
Right. It's going to be third down and one for the Good Hope Raiders. They line up. They've got three backs in the backfield in the shotgun.
As Quick gets it, hands off to Dixon. Dixon cuts to the left. He's got the first down and then some. He's still on his feet. Goes to the 20.
Two stiff arms. Three stiff arms.
And he's at the 15. Wow. Goes to 10. 20. It's touchdown. I don't even know why I said 20 there. Touchdown.
What an amazing run.
Down at the 20-yard line. That's probably where my attention went. So this one may go back and be negated, though.
That would be terrible because that run was a thing of beauty.
Holding against Good Hope.
So it will be negated, so that's not a good call there. As carry was by Matt Dixon, good for a touchdown, but will be negated, so it will stay back.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could have just seen that run, Dixon literally broke the ankles of about two, maybe three defenders, just stopped them right in their tracks, put a move on them, and they didn't even get a hand on the man.
Those are moves you only see on video games. I mean, there were stutter steps, there were spins, there were at least three, maybe four
stiff arms
before he got into the end zone. You know, that just wears you out. You don't regain your breath after something's taken from you like that.
It's going to be third down and one for the Good Hope Raiders.
So a repeat of the last play now. Need to get 1 yard to continue this one going. As he jumps the line there, there's 5 free yards, courtesy of the Tigers.
Again, that right there is maturity and experience of a quarterback position. Plus, it's excellent discipline by that offensive line. They knew that they could get those guys to jump. They got them into a habit. He gives a hard snap. Half the defense comes across the line for an easy first down for the Good Hope Raiders.
Follow the 24 after the penalty. That will be an automatic first down for the Raiders. So they'll take over from the Oak Grove 24. As Bailey Quick here with the snap, hands off to Dixon again. No, he keeps it, fakes it, throws it. He's got a man. That's number 3. Touchdown, Raiders, but there's flags all over this one.
It's going to be a touchdown. I believe it's going to be a pass interference. There was a lot of contact there.
That's an easy decline for Good Hope.
Quick pass.
I wouldn't be. No, it's going to be called incomplete. He must have been out of bounds.
No.
Pass interference on the defense. It's going to take the points off the board. We thought he was in bounds when he caught the ball.
They're going to call it a touchdown.
Oh, one of the officials must have overruled. I saw one of them give the incompletion sign,
well,
Josh.
I
heard them say it up here, too.
The far side line judge gave gave a touchdown signal. He seems to be approaching. They're going to bring them all in and talk
yep,
about this.
Yep, they're going to have a little conference
Here's
on this. It's going to be an official timeout.
Oh, his T-shirts come flying into the Good Hope crowd. It scared everyone down there as much as it scared us.
No one was looking at the T-shirts being thrown at them by the cheerleaders.
If this stands, Zachary Bagwell will be credited with a touchdown.
It's a beautiful throw on a fade route. He just went straight to the back of the end zone. It was over his right shoulder. Excellent pitch and catch.
All of the credit should go to the wide receiver there as the defender was on him and had a hand in his face the whole time.
So it will stay.
The penalty will be enforced on the
kickoff. It'll be enforced on the kickoff instead, as it will be defensive pass interference on Oak Grove.
And I think that's the right call.
As they fake it. They fake it as he runs it in. That's Zachary Bagwell again. Can he get in? He is in! Touchdown or a two-point conversion. It is a two-point conversion as...
Wow.
Could have been a touchdown as they called that back earlier. We didn't know.
It was remarkable one way or another.
Fooled everybody in the stadium, but most of all, it fooled the defense. He had a good two steps to get to that corner. He took it, dove into the end zone over a defender to pick up the two-point conversion for the Good Hope Raiders.
So Good Hope now leads 22-0 with 7:33 left to play in the quarter. We'll take a break with them as Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanApplianceRepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Has a low kick there on the field. Penalty down, though.
Believe we had some Raider defenders who were a little bit offsides on the kickoff. You know, they got in front of the kicker. The kicker kicked it low. That would have been the third onside kick attempt we've seen this game. Sooner or later, somebody's going to have to recover that, you know, on the kicking team.
As we'll have to try it again here as the ball we placed at the 50. That's 56 again to kick.
Yes, this is our dart thrower here.
He's a straight-on kicker. You don't see that very often anymore either.
So they'll send it low again, and he'll get to number two of Oak Grove, and he'll be tackled near the
56
25.
On the tackle.
That's the kicker there.
How about that?
That's a kicker you don't want to run into.
For real, you've got a big boy kicking it off, and he's not afraid to go down and stick his helmet in. You know, so far this game, I would have to say the most successful unit for Oak Grove has been the kicking units, you know, the kick return teams. They've had several big returns, a couple that got knocked out by penalties. Nothing doing that time as Good Hope came down, covered well, and stopped them at about the 26-yard line.
As there's a quick break on the field, Josh, you got scores from around
the
county.
Yeah, we got a couple of scores right here before action picks back up. Alliceville, Cold Spring still in the half. Alliceville 32, Cold Spring 0. That Coleman game still 7-0 over Albertville as we see some motion there from
Watson
Oak
goes
Grove.
Back to the shotgun here, and looks like it's going to be a run. It's going to be a designed run. No, he'll hand off to 14 there, and that's going to be Barnhill, and got about 2 yards above the line of scrimmage there.
Picking up on the rest of those scores, we've got in the third quarter now, Fairview 13 over Priceville 0. This the Good Hope game you're listening to, watching on Facebook Live, 22-0. Scores a little late on that one. Vinemont and Hansville still in the third quarter, 14 all in that game. We called that on Tuesday that it would be a close game.
As those are evenly matched teams that we see a lot in the county go head-to-head nowadays. They're big rivals.
Yep. Fultondale over Holly Pond, 16-0 in the half, and West Point 20, Russellville 21 at halftime as well.
All right, back to the field here. Thank you, Josh. As Watson keeps it, he's going to go to the right and gets to about the 29, as it'll be maybe a loss of one, if not just not a gain at all.
You know, Dylan, what I've been seeing from this offense for Oak Grove, they line a lot of guys up on the wings. They do a lot of shifts. They run a lot of jet sweeps to the outside. But what I'm not seeing them try to establish the run in between the tackles. any coach is going to tell you it's hard to run outside if first you can't run inside.
Well, it takes 5 or 6 more yards running around that line of scrimmage for sure.
So Weaver now with the snap instead. He's going to have to do something with it. He just flips it to Watson, and he's going to be tackled behind the line.
Watson
and fourth down coming now.
Watson not giving up that one very easy, lowering her shoulder and meeting him with the same force.
Was that Dixon on the tackle, number 44?
I believe so.
Boy, this young man is having one heck of a second half, early in the end of the second half. He's running for touchdowns. He made an excellent hit there.
A little bit of update. We've got Tommy Warhurst, the voice of the Coleman Bearcats, down there at Albertville with their game. He's just messaged me to let me know that Coleman making a huge goal line stand at the 2-yard line, still 7-0 in favor of Coleman. So glad to have Tommy down there trying to keep us updated with a little bit more than a score.
Right, right. And something like that, I mean, that changes the entire face of the game.
Yeah.
When you can stop somebody inside the 5-yard line, when they're expecting to come home with some points, I mean, it demoralizes the offense and it pumps up your team.
Absolutely.
Well, some other news from around, I don't have any other news from around the region just yet. I thought I'd have some more region scores. Maybe I'd look, see what's going on with some regional opponents.
Well, there was an Addison game there at the top of my list. Let's see if I can pull that back up.
As we'll go right back to the field now for a fourth down for Oak Grove, as they're going to send it back here.
Yeah, Addison ahead of Sheffield, 14-0 in the third quarter there.
Oh, there's a bad snap.
As a busted play there.
It's a busted play.
He gets a first down and then some, though, at the 42.
Number 35,
as almost snapped it over the punter's head. He looks like a short young man. I mean, he's not as tall as some of the other players. He jumped up, barely caught it, saw there was no hope to get that kickoff, so he takes it around the left end, picks up the first down.
Who would have seen that coming, for sure? You turn a terrible situation into the best possible outcome.
You know, I was thinking before that play, Josh, it wouldn't surprise me to see a fake here. That was no fake. That was a botched play that turned out well for Oak Grove.
Looks like Oak Grove's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. This is Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from James Schaible Stadium here on the campus of Good Hope High School. So the Tigers renewed life after that busted play turns into a first down on the carry by 35 of the Oak Grove Tigers. So they'll get a first down from the 40-yard line of their own. Watson with the snap here. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to pass this time. He's got a man.
Oh.
It's tipped. It's picked by the Raiders. That's a number 11 again with a second pick tonight. One man to beat. Into the end zone. Pick 6 for the Raiders.
There is no flags going on the field. That was textbook. The wide receiver tipped it. He was right there to catch it, and then he had a train to walk him into the end zone.
Tanner Malin on his second interception tonight, both off of fumbled passes, only to collect them and scoop and score here.
As Watson intended the pass to number 10 of Oak Grove, he tips it, and Tanner Malin takes it and takes it all the way to the goal and gets 6 off that one. As number 8 here to send the point after for Good Hope, he sends it up, and that's 3 for 3 for him tonight. As the Raiders with a big pick 6, and they lead this one 29-0. 5:04 left in the quarter. It's Friday Night Live continues here on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Sports Radio.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Cameron Twilley good for an extra point there as Good Hope leads 29-0 as 56 there to kick it as it's going to be picked up by number 2 of Oak Grove near the 30-yard line. If you're just joining us, we're covering Good Hope at home against the Oak Grove Tigers of Jefferson County as they've yet to put a point on the board, 0-4 in their season, while Good Hope quite the opposite, 4-0. And if they keep it up here with 4:56 left to go in the third quarter, plus another 12 minutes, they may be 5-0 by this one's over.
You know, Dylan, I'm starting to see Good Hope really rally and kind of become that team we were expecting to see all along. And it seems like we're seeing the Oak Grove team wilt a little bit under the pressure. Nothing they're doing on offense seems to be working. The defense has played pretty well this ball game, but the offense just can't get it going.
First down, flips it to Watson. That's Weaver at quarterback, and he'll be tripped up. Loss of two there.
Ramon Watson Jr. on the carry.
As both quarterbacks out, Ramon Watson, the other quarterback, we'll see him usually take the snap and then go the direct snap run. But they've gone to Weaver now to maybe change it up a little bit as Ramon Watson had the pass there that ended up turning into a pick six for the Raiders.
I would have to say, though, that pass wasn't his fault. He hit his wide receiver in the hands.
No, you've got to deflect it if you're the receiver. You've got to, that's the fundamental football rule.
Absolutely.
If you're a wide receiver, you knock it down if you can't put a play on it. If you're not going to put a hand on it, don't even touch it. As second down there and gets to about a gain of one there, maybe at the line of scrimmage now, so a third and 10 coming up.
Tried to run right over the center. There was no holes. There was no gaps. Nowhere to go. I mean, we're starting to see this Good Hope defense step up. You know, they're not saying we're not going to give you a first down. We're not going to give you a yard. We've seen two plays. It's third and 10. And Oak Grove has got to find something here that works against this defense.
If you're just tuning in, it's a third and 10 here for Oak Grove as they're on the home turf of the Good Hope Raiders. As Weaver is going to have to pass here. He's got a man. No, it's dropped. And it'll be a fourth down there, incomplete, as it went in and out of the hands of the receiver there. If you're just tuning in, the Good Hope Raiders lead 29-0 over the Oak Grove Tigers. You're tuned in to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Dylan Diemer, Chris Greer, and Josh Lawler here on the call. From James Schaible Stadium in Good Hope, Alabama. We're just south of I-65 and just north of Smith Lake.
Oak Grove's punter's back. You know he was probably telling the coach, hey, call my number again. So far, I've been the offensive MVP.
You know, and we've seen that a couple of times, and I think that's good. I would be tempted to go right back to a fake right here. I know last time was not an intentional fake, but, you know, it worked. Why not?
It looks like Good Hope is coming after it.
Bad snap here for the Oak Grove Tigers. Got to do something. He's going to fall on it, and that's real estate for the Good Hope Raiders.
Wow.
Starting out from their own, from the 15-yard line of Oak Grove.
This is going to be a short field.
You
do
quick
not want to see that.
Well, you had Quick and you had Bagwell back there to receive. They're just going to end up just kind of lining up at the 15.
Well, you know, coming up to that punt, I looked down and I could see Good Hope had the offensive or the defensive line stacked.
Yeah.
They had 10 people across, and I was thinking to myself, I think they're coming after this one. And they were helped along by a bad snap, second in a row.
And obviously, it was enough mental pressure, maybe not physical pressure, but enough mental pressure to make that center just misguide that one just a hair. And that was all it took to get them into their red zone.
From the Oak Grove 16, first and 10, as Bailey Quick hands off. He's going to keep himself across the middle. Touchdown, Raiders. Bailey Quick, uncontested there, up the middle.
Fooled everyone in the stadium. Wow. So they've had the ball now this half for, what, about 15 seconds? But they've managed to put 14 points on the board.
As we didn't see a lot of scoring, we saw 14 points in the half, the first half. And you just said we've seen 14 points in the last 5 minutes.
It's
crazy how it's turned around.
It's definitely moving quick, but this is something to be expected. We see Alabama football, whether it's on Saturdays or it's on Friday nights. Everybody tries to be that second half team, and these teams are no different.
Willie's extra point is good. He's 4-for-4 tonight, and we'll take a quick break as the action will come back to the field as your Good Hope Raiders lead 36-0. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Colby Barnhill back to kick as 56 of Good Hope sends it back there.
Peyton Hill.
And Oak Grove let that one roll out of bounds.
As Peyton Hill kicks it to Colby Barnhill, but it will go out of bounds instead.
You know, he's flirted with that sideline a couple of times today. He finally got it. The coach is talking to him. He's saying, big man, don't do that again, and you'll be just fine.
Yeah, they're not too upset with him, and I wouldn't be either. Out of four kicks this half, he put it out once and put his very first one right down there on line. That's exactly what you want to. It's amazing how close to baseball it is right there. You want a line drive right up next to the foul line. This is no different.
So now first and 10 from the Oak Grove 35-yard line. Need to get to the 45.
Let's see if Oak Grove gets predictable here. They've been running that jet sweep on first down an awful lot tonight.
As Watson back to line up here, as I think we've seen this play one too many times here, as he keeps it himself, like you said, goes to the left. Good Hope, seen it too many times too. He gets a big stop behind the line, lost about three there.
Small update from the Coleman Albertville game from Tommy Warhurst. Still 7-0. Albertville misses a 26-yard field goal to try to put some points on the board there in that game. A minute and 49 seconds left in the third quarter.
As that one's nearing the fourth, this one is about 2 minutes 54 seconds to go until the fourth quarter. So far, been a shutout here for the Raiders at home as a second and about 12 here. Watson back out here again, shifts his line, calls the snap, rolls to his left. This one hands off to Barnhill. Barnhill cuts to the right, gets to the 40, flags out there, and Barnhill gets to the 50 and comes out of bounds. It's going to come back. That's just go ahead and get practice there. As Barnhill looks to go down on the Good Hope sideline, that's not looking good there. Penalty marker down on the field, of course, but
it's going to be a hold against Oak Grove. But the big story on that play, Dylan, Barnhill is still down.
As trainers from the Good Hope side are tending to him, as he's down right in front of the drum major right here. As Colby Barnhill,
there is an official timeout,
kind of tumbled there and fell on the field. While they tend to him, we'll take a quick break and bring you back to the action. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter as Good Hope leads 36-0. Friday Night continues in just a little bit.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colvin County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Colby Barnhill, the injured Tiger, comes off the field as looked like cramps, and he's going to go to the sideline and be tended to on his side there as he was able to walk on his own power. As Watson gets a carry there, second and long here. Watson gets knocked back. He's in trouble here and just goes down.
He was knocked back by his own player. His own player bumped into him, but it looked like movement there on Oak Grove, but it was not called.
Hold up now. Watson down on the field now. They were looking to call the trainers as Oak Grove all around him. He's still on the ground.
Not wanting to get up there.
Here comes the trainers there as he just couldn't get up there. It must be cramped on him too as well. as he gets up on his own feet there, but
they're going to make him come out for at least a play.
He's going to have to come out and get tended to by the training staff here. He gets up on his own power, but he could have had trouble getting up. It's got to be cramps here. They got to walk it off here.
Well, you know, we saw him limping and hurting earlier in the first half. He's taken a lot of punishment, a lot of big hits. He has been the most successful offensive weapon that Oak Grove has had. It's just every time he's broken a run, they've gotten a penalty.
Yep.
Third and 27 here as they've got to cross the Black Warrior River to get this one. As the timeout is going to be called here on the field, we'll take one with them. 1:42 left to go in the third quarter as Good Hope leads 36-0 here on Friday Night Live.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, 3rd and 27 here for the Oak Grove Tigers, and a big hit there by 61 of Good Hope.
Looked like looked like Oak Grove went to that jet sweep again. I have no idea how many times they've run that play today, but it has been an awful lot, and it has not been working at all. That time was no exception. Looked like about a two-yard loss, wouldn't you say, Dylan?
I'd say so, and it'll be a... They're going to say 4th and 27. I don't think they want to count up in the booth now, as it'll be a punting situation here for the Tigers.
When you have to get a calculator out to see what it is, you know, you just say, ah, heck with it, it's 4th and 30.
Well, you got to go to a famous announcer by the name of Joe Buck there, as he once asked Troy Aikman if 5/8 or 1 yard, 1 foot was longer or something like that.
And Troy Aikman probably gave him a look and said, don't waste my time with that.
Yeah, right.
So now it'll be fielded around the 43-yard line of Oak Grove as Oak Grove had to punt it back near their own 5-yard line as it'll be fielded at the 43. So Good Hope set up inside Oak Grove territory, and we've seen a really dangerous drive out of this last time where it was about, this is about where it was fielded at last time, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was. Well, we see more than one play on this drive.
Well, I should say the last time that we actually saw a real punting situation.
And there he goes.
At the middle again, goes to the 30, 25, and down at the 24 there, as he went with that touchdown play he had earlier, went straight up the middle. As I don't think they see that happening there, as Oak Grove just oblivious to it the second time they've run that.
Well, if you look down on that line for Oak Grove, you see a lot of people with their heads hanging. You see a lot of hands on hips. When you see them breathing heavy and you see that kind of body language, you know that they're tired. And when you get tired, you make mental mistakes. And when you make mental mistakes, you don't take care of your responsibilities and you leave holes just like that one.
So now a first down from the Oak Grove 25. As we'll see Bailey Quick and Company with Dixon in the backfield, as he'll hand off to the running back there. I believe that's going to be a good touchdown. 24. I want to say that's Bagwell. Dalton Bagwell, as I believe his brother Zachary is number 3, the receiver. 25-yard carry there.
Number 11 at the wide receiver had his man block about 10 yards downfield. Just pointed at the running back, said, "You are in, buddy. You're in." He takes it in for a long touchdown. I'd say, about a 25-yard run on that one, Dylan?
That's what they said, 25-yard run by Colton Bagwell. Not to be confused with number 3, Zachary Bagwell. As the point after attempt coming here, as Twilly sends it up. That's good. 5 for 5 for Twilly tonight. Good Hope leads 43-0 with 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As the Good Hope Raiders put a 43-0 lead as Hill there to kick it there. That's going to be picked up by Oak Grove's number 2, and he'll be tattooed there by 61 of the Raiders.
Travels 35 yards, returned by number 2, Austin Rainey.
That's Austin Rainey on the carry there for the Oak Grove Tigers.
Kilpatrick there.
Number 2 for Oak Grove, getting up slow after that. He had
as Kilpatrick just ran into him like a dump truck there.
Peyton Hill kicking that one and losing his shoe in the progress.
Now, look at that offensive line for Oak Grove coming onto the field walking, seeing a couple of players limping. You know, that's not what you want to see if you're that Oak Grove coach.
No.
5 seconds left in the quarter here as by the time this play is over, we'll be talking about the fourth quarter as Watson here. Your quarterback gets a snap, direct snap goes to the left. He's got some free room there, gets a gain of about 5 there as he'll be down at the 40, maybe the 42, and a flag down here. As time expires on the quarter, there's a flag on the field. Before we go into our break here, though, you got to give some credit to the Good Hope home crowd.
Wow, Good Hope finally made a mistake that cost him a penalty. It's going to be a face mask. That will be a first down for Oak Grove. Let's see if that's going to be the end of the quarter or if they're going to run one more play.
It looks like the end of the quarter here as Good Hope will be charged with a penalty face mask on them. But real quick before we go into a break, Good Hope's home crowd is immaculate here as they've really got into it. They got some good fans here.
Staying in.
And we saw this last year against Hamilton when we went on the road with them. They brought a whole squadron of fans out there, and they were loving it. That was a last-second nail-biter win by the Raiders against the Hamilton Aggies. We saw them a few weeks ago against West Point.
You know, Dylan, you can't understate the importance of that. When you're a player and you look up into the stands and people are into it and they're cheering for you and they're making noise, it picks you up. When you're tired and you're down, it lifts you up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's why when Texas A&M says the 12th man, it really means something.
Right.
When you have fans that travel with their team and support the way that the Good Hope fans do, it makes things just a little bit easier for that defense and offense.
Addison leading Sheffield 14-0, while Aliceville leads Cold Springs 38-6. Coleman and Albertville still 7-0, while Priceville trailing Fairview 21-0. Welcome back to the field for the fourth quarter of this one as Oak Grove trailing Good Hope by 43 points as Watson gets a direct snap to the left. No, to the right, as he's still on his feet to about the, I'd say about the 45 there of Good Hope. So a third down now. He needs about 3 yards to go any further. Vimont and Hansville drilled up 14 apiece in the fourth quarter while Fultondale commands Holly Pond 23-0. Russellville over West Point 28-0. That's so far a wrap from around the county. We'll keep you updated on some interesting scores as they continue, as we're entering the fourth quarter of some of these games around Coleman County. 11:15 left to play here as Elk Grove controls the ball. 2nd and 4. As Watson with the snap here, hands off to Barnhill. Barnhill goes to his left, stays on his feet, and tripped up a yard short of the first down. He's not happy about it. Hits the turf there.
It's going to be about a 3rd and 1 there, Dylan. This is not playing into the strong suit of that Oak Grove offense. They have not had any success running up the middle. Everything has been to the outside. So this is going to be a tough play to pick up.
So a third and one here coming up, about 10:35 left to play. Oak Grove trailing 43-0 here as Good Hope, the home team, commands this one in front of their home crowd. Their crowd stays in it no matter the score. Watson here getting set up. Same play we saw the last few times. He keeps a direct snap to his right. Needs to pick up 1 yard. Can he do it? He does, and he stays on his feet and falls down the 40-yard line there. First down now coming up from the 40-yard line of Good Hope.
Still a pretty good effort by Oak Grove here. You're looking at a 0-43 game. It would not surprise any of us if they just laid over and quit right here in the end. But they're not, and that's remarkable to me to see these guys get frustrated with themselves if they trip up or don't execute a play like they should have. They're not taking any heart away from this game, and that's just phenomenal.
So now a first and 10 from the 40-yard line of Good Hope. Watson puts his men in motion to the left. He moves the lineup. He goes to the left, and he cuts to the middle there, and a little bit of luck there, a gain of about 2 or 1 there.
I'm not sure if that wasn't a busted play there, Josh and Dylan. All the blocking went to the right on that play, and, I mean, he was all by himself with just him and some defenders. Picked up 1 yard, and, you know, good for him to do so, but not a whole lot there for Oak Grove.
Well, and we talked about this earlier. We wondered why they didn't try more up the middle runs against this defense just to change things up. But as you can see in this play that we just saw, he tried to run it up the middle, immediately met by a host of red jerseys. There's no way that's working at all.
Second and loss of one, fumble there. Watson's going to fall on it.
That's going to bring up third and long. He did very well just to get, you know, recover that bad snap. I've got to say this about Good Hope, and, you know, I would take y'all's feedback on it. Excellent tackling on this Good
very
Hope
much,
defense.
Very much.
You're not seeing missed tackles by these guys. You know, and that's one of those little things that separates, you know, a 2-2 team from a championship team.
Well, if you're at home and you're keeping score, you know, we praise their blocking and we praise their tackling and their decisions making, choosing plays. That's how you get an undefeated team.
Watson to the right gets a first down. No, he'll be tripped up 1 yard short, fourth and one. Coming up, as it looked promising for him, he gets tripped up 1 yard shy.
I think
he's
up.
Still on the field, though, as Watson... Slow to get up.
He is
limping here.
Favoring that leg, for sure.
He's back on his feet. He's going to go to the sideline on his own power. He is probably going to exit this game for a few plays.
I'm not a doctor, but I have seen a lot of injuries on the football field. The way that young man's acting, it doesn't look like cramps. It looks like his left ankle. I mean, he was able to get up and go off the field under his own power, saving the timeout for Oak Grove. But he has been their most potent offensive weapon so far this game. Not good news for the Oak Grove Tigers.
No.
So now we'll see Weaver come back as quarterback, but it looks like they're gonna keep quarterback out here. No, that's Barnhill in a direct snap to the right. And no, he'll be stopped by the Good Hope Raiders.
Stop.
So it'll be a turnover on downs here for Good Hope as they'll take the ball from the 32 of Oak Grove as Colby Barnhill took the direct snap, rolled to his right, and Good Hope met him with a stop there. So automatic turnover on downs, and the Raiders will take over. Do you see the other quarterback come in for the Raiders, or are we going to see Bailey Quick still out here?
It wouldn't surprise me to see them go ahead and get somebody in and let some of these younger guys get some playing time.
Guys, I'm going to see who that is for Good Hope.
Yeah, take those right there.
I want to say it's number 11, Tanner Malin. We'll come back out here for Good Hope, the man with 2 picks and 1 for 6 points.
Quick update from the Coleman-Albertville game. Looks like Coleman was able to score again 14-0 with just under 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We'll get the rest of those scores for you here shortly.
Good Hope carried that ball off the left tackle right up the middle. No gain. Good defense by the Oak Grove defensive unit.
So a 2nd-and-11, a loss of 1 there as quarterback is Tanner Malin here for Good Hope. As they're going to rest Bailey Quick, they've got a game next week.
Just some quick scores from around the county. Aliceville over Cold Springs in the third quarter, 38-6.
Like I said, Coleman just scored 14-0 in the fourth quarter for them. Fairview 28, Priceville 0 in the fourth quarter. Still tied 14-14, Vinemont Hanscoll in the fourth quarter.
Malin carries himself up the middle and gets to the original line of scrimmage, so third and 10 coming up here. 5:50 left to play.
West Point and Russellville now 35-20 in the third quarter still. Probably the last few seconds of the third quarter for them.
Big change of pace there out in Russellville.
It really is. We'll keep you updated as those games start to come to a close. As we've got just 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Just over 9 o'clock here, 9:02, as you're tuned into Friday Night Live. Good Hope Raiders versus the Oak Grove Tigers on Coleman's Live 95 WRJMLP. Coleman, first down, Good Hope. As carried by number four, Jagger. That's number four, Jagger is his first name. As he took
I'm not
to
sure.
Jagger Burns.
I'm not sure if he picked that up. Let's see where they spot the ball. It's awful close. We haven't seen a signal by the officials yet.
First down on the
and
floor
they're saying
there.
First down now.
As I think Burns reached his... Push the ball out there to get the first down. So it'll be at the 41. No, the 41 of Oak Grove as we're still working. As I want to say midfield in front of me. We're at the 40-yard line here. As it'll be a first down by Good Hope. As looks like they'll be tackled in the backfield here.
Oh, we've got a little chippiness there. Got penalties coming down. I believe that's a late hit personal foul against Oak Grove, and it is. Not what you want to see. You've got the backup offense in for Good Hope. You had a play where you stopped them in the backfield for about a 7-yard loss. Instead, mental mistakes. We're going to get a personal foul and give them a first down.
And another one goes.
Oh, we might see somebody ejected.
I saw an Oak Grove player. I think he tossed that penalty marker there at near the 50. And they threw
another one.
And another one goes, and you're going to be out of here.
Yep.
Looks like number 56 of Oak Grove.
Let's see if he's going to get ejected. I'd be surprised if he's not.
As his teammate Barnhill not happy about his behavior, he's going off to the sideline there. Talk to his coach. His coach has got to be not happy with him. No matter the score, that's not a good thing to be playing with.
It looks like they not quite sure what's going on as these referees are going to talk it over.
As penalty marker after penalty marker after penalty marker will probably set Good Hope deep into Oak Grove territory.
Personal foul again on Oak Grove.
Another one?
That's the second one that's been signaled. It's been declined. So it's going to be first down. Wait, they're marking off another penalty.
Against Oak Grove on the play.
I think there had to be at least three, maybe four on that one as...
Well, that was a 30-40-yard shift there.
Yeah.
Because of personal foul penalties. I've been around this game for a long time. I don't know if I've ever seen one player get that many personal fouls.
Deep into Oak Grove territory, nearly at the 15, if not even, no, at the 15. That's where they'll stop it. As 3:30 left to play, as that's just free real estate all day for Good Hope, as you didn't even have to do anything.
Even if that young man's not ejected, that would be where you sit him down on the bench and say,
another
you're
one comes
done.
Out, but this one will probably be on Good Hope for a false start. It will be.
False start.
So, a first and 15 now. As now at the 20-yard line, as like we said, free real estate all day. Credit the Oak Grove Tigers as they just
now
did something here.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Dylan, but that was at about the 35-yard line right
we
in front of us.
We flipped the field completely, and then some.
Yeah, they've gone from their own 35-yard line to deep into the red zone.
As they're just outside of it now thanks to that false start, but that's still good enough as you're basically on the other side of the field as a high snap for Malin keeps himself, goes up the middle. He's going to be free there. He's got one man to beat. He does to the corner. Touchdown, Good Hope, as Tanner Malin carries it himself. It was a bad snap. He moves on his own there and gets to the end zone. 2:25 to play as the Raiders, like you said, Nick Saban mentality, play all 60 minutes. 49-0, 2:15 left to go. As we'll see Twilly again to kick it here.
Well, Josh, it looks like you won the pick this week.
Just barely.
Yeah, just barely.
You know, and I really didn't believe that it was going to be a shutout. I would have thought that that somewhere in that 60 minutes that Oak Grove would come up with at least 6 points.
I have to agree with you.
Willie's extra point is good. Willie's extra point is good. I have to agree with you guys as well. 50 to nothing. Good Hope all day here. We've got 1:53 left to go in this game as your Raiders lead big time at home. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Peyton Hill to send this one back for the Raiders as the Raiders lead 50 to nothing. As that's a low snap. It bounces off a... It's going to be picked
it's
up by the Raiders.
Recovered.
It's going to be recovered by the Raiders here as it deflected off of a Tiger and will be picked up and fell on by a Good Hope Raider player. I think that was number 7 for the Raiders.
You know,
looking
at that kicker, number 56, he's walking a little bit taller. He's got a little bit of strut about him now. Yeah, he's waving to the fans. He has played an excellent game. Hit the up back with a line drive, bounced off of him. I mean, that ball was moving. We finally saw an onside kick recovered by the kicking team.
From the 37-yard line of Oak Grove, as they're just going to go victory formation, 52-51 seconds to go. I think that's going to be a ball game here. They don't want to put any more points on the board. That's the smart thing to do, sportsmanlike, whatnot. 50-point shutout here for the Good Hope Raiders. And
that's incredible. You know, I would have never expected that much in a shutout.
I have to wonder, what did Good Hope's coach say at halftime? Because going into halftime, they had had a serious letdown. You know, up 14 to nothing, but nobody expected the game to be that close.
No.
And they came out like a house on fire in this second half.
Well, as the game is going to tick away here, 10 seconds, it's over as both teams come out here as the Good Hope Raiders will win 50 to nothing. Some real quick scores from around the county before we get to the postgame show. 34-7 Addison over Sheffield in the fourth quarter, while Aliceville over Cold Springs 46-6 in the fourth quarter. Coleman leads Albertville 14-0 in quarter number 4, while Fairview shutting out Priceville 35-0. Again, your final score here from Good Hope, 50-0 in a 50-point shutout by the Raiders. Vimon and Hansville tied up there. This one could go into overtime. It's in the fourth quarter. It's anyone's ball game there. Fultondale over Holly Pond, 23-0 in the fourth quarter, while Russellville and West Point still in the third quarter, 35-20. Folks, what a night for Coleman County football. Your Good Hope Raiders will win this one. Big game for them as Coach Scott's team stays perfect, goes 5-0. We're looking at a potential loss for Cold Springs, so this is your undefeated team.
How impressive are these Good Hope Raiders? You know, every fundamental aspect of the game, whether it be tackling, blocking, decision-making, play calling, they excelled. I did not see a single thing. The only possible knock would be the kick coverage in the first half.
Once again,
and
thank you for your support.
It was a slow start in the first half. Ended up turning into a big shutout here by the Raiders. They just piled on points after points after points. Your Raiders go on the road to face Northside, that school in Northport, Alabama, just north of Tuscaloosa. While Oak Grove will go back home, I believe they play somebody at home. I thought I had that earlier, but I don't have that with me now. As we'll keep you updated on some more county teams, as we've got a lot to pick from this week.
Whoever Oak Grove plays at home next week, you have to be concerned. If you're an Oak Grove fan, or if you're playing on Oak Grove, or if you're one of their coaches, you've got to be concerned by what you're seeing.
Yeah.
And I don't like to second-guess coaches because that's really easy to do. Yeah. And I think too many people do it. But tonight we saw a real lack of play calling and to me a lack of creativity. And I don't know if it's a lack of talent or if it's just a bad system, but we saw jet sweep after jet sweep after jet sweep. I would be amazed if Oak Grove had more than 75 yards total offense.
Well, and Oak Grove goes to they start in with that three back and then rotate over to the left or to the right. I would have liked to seen them keep that formation once or twice just to keep the Good Hope defense on their toes, maybe stretch things out a little bit. But, you know, we didn't see that. We never saw that.
No, and you know, you can run an offense like that with a lot of jet sweeps and a lot of, you know, pitch outs and quarterback keepers around the outside. But you've got to establish the run inside if you're going to do that. And if you don't do that, then the linebackers are going to have a field day. They don't have to cover the inside gaps. They can just run and make plays. And that's just what Good Hope did tonight. And they did it very, very well.
Very well.
Oak Grove will actually go on the road to Brookwood over in Tuscaloosa County. So they will go back on the road next week just across their county lines, while Good Hope will also be in Tuscaloosa County over at Northport.
North side.
Well, it's in Northport, Alabama. Oh, yes. So it's North side, Northport, same thing, I guess.
Sure. I don't know what schools are down there. So
the University of Alabama is down there for sure. I can
That's
that
right.
Much.
All right.
So we got some winners down there.
Who would like to go out on a limb and try to guess the score tomorrow with Alabama and Texas A&M?
84-0.
All right. Jay says 84-0. I'm going to say 44-21. I think there's going to be some touchdowns by that talented offense for Texas A&M, but it's just too much horsepower for Alabama.
Well, while we're still on the air, Von Mott now leading Hansville 22-14, still in quarter number four. So it looks like your winners, if everything stands as it is right now, Aliceville will beat Cold Springs 46-6. Addison will beat Sheffield 34-7. Coleman will beat Albertville 14-0 if this stands. Now, it could go the other way. If this stands, Fairview will beat Priceville 35-0. And Fultondale will likely beat Holly Pond 23-0, while we'll still see out of that Russellville-West Point game is now Russellville leading 41-20.
You know, to me, the surprise is the Aliceville game because I was impressed by Cold Springs last week. You know, they seem to be a very strong, solid, fundamental football team, and they're getting blown out by Aliceville.
Yeah. And both of them having played two regional games apiece, both with wins over those two. I believe that was Soligent and one other team that doesn't come to mind right away. But, I mean, Tarrant was held. You know, they both played those two teams. They both won. It should have been much closer than the scoreboard shows.
Well, we'll go ahead and call this broadcast here. Again, final score 50-0. Good Hope wins on their home turf as we'll pack it up here from James Schabel Stadium and talk some things over and decide where we can go next week. And we'll have an announcement live on the air Tuesday at 5 p.m. for Prep Sports Live, hosted by yours truly, Dylan Deemer, Chris Greer, and Josh Lawler. So join us again Tuesday on the radio and again next week for Friday Night Live, wherever we are. But for now, thank you very much for tuning in. Good Hope beats Oak Grove 50-0. That'll do it for us here tonight. Have a good night and have a safe travel home and hear the game back on repeat here in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.